Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of March, 2018. And I'm looking at the 86th Psalm today. A prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me. For I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy, O thou my God. Save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all of them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me. Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. Now I want to read also in the 12th chapter of Isaiah. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted, sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And then finally, in Psalm 83, keep thou not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent, they are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher is joined with them, and they have helped the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Mennonites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, as the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb, and like Zeeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth the wood, as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. So persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded in trouble forever. Let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Well, God does preserve our souls. He is merciful unto us. He causes us to rejoice in Him. And we find as His people that He is a God that is ready to forgive and is very plenteous in mercy. And we find that when we are plagued by troubles, perplexities, that when we call upon Him, He is there in a time of trouble. He is great. He causes us to praise Him. And we find that His mercy is new every morning. And we find that He is compassionate and gracious and long-suffering. He's plenteous in mercy and in truth, is He not? And so this morning we have His Word to rely upon. When the sands of time are shifting around us, and we find our souls thirsting as in a dry and howling wilderness, we drink again and draw water from the wells of His salvation. That everlasting water that He gave to the lady at Samaria, we drink of that same water. He has become our salvation. What a wonderful thought. Salvation is of the Lord. You know, there's a passage in Timothy that I love. I've quoted many times. And it gives me great comfort. I read it, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Earlier verse, it tells us in verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." Now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things, and nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the former sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. We have the Word of God to go to for our comfort daily. And he tells us in 2 Timothy 4, verse 18, "The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." May the good Lord bless you this Thursday morning and be with you in a special way today is my prayer.